This is a live learning session. Looking at one of the own things I'm trying to figure out. This is live learning about myself and what I'm trying to do, I guess, as a company here with the technology and platform and everything we've built and trying to put it together in the right way. And we think we've built this amazing thing that has so much potential, but it's also about communicating that in the right way. And there's still a lot of work that needs to be done there. So one of the things I'm trying to figure out, as some of you may notice, I have the website speakai.co, and the company's official incorporated name is SpeakAI Inc. I also have been operating a lot with the domain sessions.ai. And for a bit, Sessions AI has talked about how we're really trying to be a technology partner for psychedelic movement. But in general, it's about this idea of transformative wellness and how can we help people have an experience of life that is more purposeful and meaningful through healing and really trying to foster that and use technology for good to do that. So there's been some confusion. Frankly, I'm confused about what these entities are, how they operate, what is the full intention, and that's mixed up with even further by the fact that I had 6.5 Interactive, which became 6.5, and was really just a sole proprietorship to build my freelance practice at the start and try to figure out if I could build a company and technology worthwhile. And I learned a lot there, but 6.5 is really, in a way, almost just a shell now, and funnels in that work and that reputation and experience funnels into what we're now doing at Speak AI Inc. To add to the confusion, many of us call the product just Speak, and that got some bikers going by here, quite a group. We call the product just Speak, which at the beginning, that's sort of what I wanted to call it. And what we're trying to figure out now is, you know, what is there more of a focus needed? Do we need to refer to it as one thing? Consistency is so important in building technology and products and marketing and messaging and communication. And I think that's something I really want to hone in on and do as someone who has struggled with that in the past. And it's definitely not the strength of me is, you know, branding and marketing and just consistency, because I'm changing my mind all the time and I'm iterating and I'm experimenting and all these things. So it's something that I'm thinking about right now is the best way to do this. And a lot of things emerge. And one of the things that's really become quite a interesting part of this is we found speakai.co. Really, I wanted it to just be called Speak, but there was, not really any great ways to build any sort of property around that. And so Speak AI was not registered in Canada, so I incorporated that. And I don't know where any of this stuff comes from. Like, basically, there was two things that emerged. There was a Speak AI in Europe, and they're doing some amazing stuff. Actually, the opposite of where we started with speech to text. They did text to speech and voice synthesis and generating these beautiful authentic voices. They are now officially rebranded to Sonantic, but there's still some confusion there, and they did a great job in the beginning of, you know, building their links and directories and submitting on Crunchbase and LinkedIn and all these different things. So the imprint of their previous brand is still throughout the web. Now where it gets really fascinating is through a series of acquisitions, one from a company called VoiceBox Technologies, Nuance made this acquisition of VoiceBox Technologies. I believe this is all accurate. I have some notes on it that I'll share it. Nuance, who owns Dragonly speech recognition software, bought VoiceBox. And Nuance is owned by Oracle. So that's quite an acquisition chain right there. And the thing is that VoiceBox Technologies at the time was not doing anything, but they actually had the domain speak.ai, which is an awesome domain. So The original Other Speak AI Inc., or the Other Speak AI, not Inc., was, see how confusing this is, was in Europe, and they had speakai.net. I had speakai.co, and still do. And that's where our app is actually running right now. If you go to app.speakai.co, that's our you know, where you can register and log in, and speakai.co is like the main front website. But there's now these sort of challenges that are coming up, and you know, frankly, there's a lot of consultations going on and asking questions, and I haven't got a straight answer of what I should even be doing. And right now we're a very small company, but if we're somewhat successful, that might change. And oh, that could also change quickly, depending on maybe we do something right for one. And so there's something to think about there. So what we're trying to figure out to do is how to branch this out. And also the idea of, we've got a lot of different use cases and potential for our technology. And the question we ask ourselves sometimes is, are we building too bulky of a product that's not tailored and specified and personalized for certain use cases or people, where we've sort of built this amazing sort of notebook, self-proclaimed amazing notebook, that's helping for productivity and well-being, communication and marketing and all these things, but could be seen as all general purpose almost, or just packed with features. So there, in some ways that makes it powerful, but in some ways the work that you do can actually suffer as well too. So those are some things that I'm personally considering there. And so, you know, for example, the psychedelic space or the healthcare, those are different systems than some, maybe a general consumer. Sort of the other subset of customers that we're looking at are, like, you know, these data-driven high performers, you know, biohackers, human optimizers, and you know, really just focused on self-improvement and learning about themselves and iterating and all these things. And those are very different users than maybe a, you know, for example, another person in groups that we're talking to, ketamine clinics, who want to help with mood monitoring and understanding where their patients are going through as they go through ketamine experiences. Those are very different applications. And then maybe we move to just general mental health, where there's a lot of applications, especially with the extraction of insights that we're doing, and a focus on even being able to help with cognitive processes and just helping people navigate through long forms of video and audio and text in a much more intuitive way. So all these things sort of emerge and create quite an interesting, you know, question, you know, not just one question, but many questions for us. And so what we're actually trying to figure out is what to do next and how to do it. And hopefully the goal here is to do this in a very consistent way, where now the message is very clear and simple and powerful, and maybe the branding is better. And with the branding being better, so does it comes the UI and really bringing in some people to help us with this. We want to figure that out so we can build this amazing brand and this thing that just resonates with the people that we want using this. And of course, we have this utilitarian view that everyone, we hope, would want to use this in some ways, that, but there's the need to figure out this out in the short term, especially as, you know, currently anyway, as a self-funded company, just trying to figure some big challenges actually out. So the last note that I'll add is, we're also trying to figure out, so what we might do is change everything just to sessions, because we have sessions.ai, the domain, and then we think that's a really powerful thing. But how protectable is sessions? You know, that we've seen sessions, a cannabis store, there's other versions of sessions out there, and it's such a wide term that that might be a different thing compared to, for example, companies that make up names, or common stupid example there is Google, but all these different, you know, other ways to actually build more defensible brands and trademarks and companies. And maybe that's something I shouldn't care that much about, but I guess if we want to grow this to the team and to get the resources and capacity, we need to build something that we really do think is beautiful and moves us forward as people, that that becomes important. So the last note, I guess, is we're also trying to think of sessions. Is sessions the right thing? Because sessions sometimes I think of as being a very long thing, where we also want the tool to be used in quick little notes and ways to capture inspiration and jot your thoughts down. And we also, you know, a sessions indicates this long form of time and all of that. So there's a lot of things to think about there. And then with that is maybe something better, maybe a name. Like we see as we deal with assistants, it's Alexa, it's Siri, are those more powerful that we assign a personality to it? And that's something else we're asking ourselves too. So maybe there's a name that walks in at the last moment and takes out both of these, and there's a rebrand that's actually done. And I'd love to hear your feedback on that. We're still trying to learn and figure it all out. I've just got 10 seconds left here, but I appreciate you checking this out. I'll probably make another one on this and add it to the live learning section on tylerbryden.com. Thank you.